ss.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Friday, August 16th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, as usual, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Natural law.
The entire country is based on this idea. The founding, the Declaration, the Constitution, is all everybody believed in natural law. Franklin? Jefferson? Yes, everybody. I mean, there's no question about that. You got to understand natural law. It's in our Declaration of Independence, and it's implied in our Constitution, but it is a part of our history. Okay, let me start with, as most of you know, that Thomas Jefferson is the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. Yet there were four others that helped him. And Jefferson made it very clear. When he wrote this, he says, I haven't written anything that's new. So it's not like Jefferson came up with these ideas. I mean, this is what everybody believed. And Jefferson was a big disciple of John Locke, who lived in the late 1600s. And basically, the Declaration of Independence echoes the ideas of John Locke. So let me start with what John Locke said about natural law. He said, the obligations of the law of nature cease not in society, but only in many cases are drawn closer and have by human laws known penalties and next to them to enforce their observation. Natural law supersedes laws that are made by human beings, is what he's saying. Thus, the law of nature stands as an eternal rule to all men, legislators as well as others. It is completely based on natural law or the law of nature, he said. John Locke, who is known as the father of our Declaration of Independence, said, human laws are measures in respect of men whose actions they must direct, albeit such measures they are as have also their higher rules to be measured by? What are the higher rules of human laws? The state laws of Michigan, the federal laws of the United States of America. What are these higher rules? Which rules are two? The law of God and the law of nature. So that laws human must be made according to the general laws of nature and without any contradiction to any positive law of Scripture. Otherwise, they are ill-made. So all laws must be in conjunction with, in coordination with, based upon the laws of nature and the laws of God. Now, the laws of God are the Bible. The laws of nature are just what is natural. It is, and sometimes I have to convince preachers of this. There's not a ton of stuff in the Bible about natural law, but there's enough. Why is there not a lot written in the Bible about the laws of nature? Because it is so self-evident. It's so presupposed. Romans chapter 1 talks about doing that which is against nature. 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said, doth not even nature itself teach you? In other words, it is presumed when God gave us Scripture, the Bible, that we all understood the necessity of breathing. We all understood certain ideas that are so built into the created order that it is supreme. After, on the other side of the break, I'll talk about William Blackstone, who was a contemporary with Jefferson, but really kind of defined this whole law of nature. And I would like to, if I get time, I'm going to get to Martin Luther King Jr., who is a believer in the laws of nature.
Absolutely. Natural law, great topic. He's Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, of course, our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield about natural law. I did get a text message during the break, Pastor Chatfield, and they asked, do you teach this as part of U.S. history there at the Northern Michigan Christian Academy? World history, U.S. history, the foundation of our country. Do you back the bus up and teach the kids about William Locke, Blackstone? These are the foundations of our country that you enumerated how Thomas Jefferson and the founding fathers believed it so vividly. They knew their history. They knew these people, their writings and their teachings. Is this what you also teach the kids at your school?
All the time. Absolutely. Excellent. Absolutely, okay. Yes.
It's that important.
Oh, it is. This is the key to understanding so many things. This might sound like an exaggeration. Human existence. Got to understand this. This is human existence. Okay, so the first one to articulate this very clearly was John Locke. You could go all the way back to Augustine. I think it's the 5th century. Church father, and they all believed in something called natural law, or they might have called it natural revelation, as opposed to special revelation, which is the Bible. Okay, but I'm not going to digress, but theologians have understood this. Our founding fathers understood this. All right, our Declaration of Independence, the very first paragraph, we talk about separation from Great Britain, to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them. We stated in the first paragraph that the laws of nature and the laws of nature's God entitle us to this. Because when a king or government goes so contrary to natural law, then it is your right, is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for your future security. Let me give you the second paragraph. I've quoted this so many times in your program, the listeners should know it by heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. See, this is a self-evident truth. Everybody knows this. We're all created, and we're given rights by our creator. Make no mistake about it. Government does not grant rights. Government's job is to secure rights. There's a huge difference. Okay, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. So, when a government so directly, completely, absolutely takes away your rights, takes away your natural rights, your God-given rights, then it is your right. It is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So they all understood that at the Second Continental Congress when we were debating independence, everybody in that room knew that our rights were being violated. The question was not, were our rights being violated? The question was, should we declare independence?
What are we going to do about it?
What are we going to do about it? Can we win?
Yes.
Can we win? Hey, winning is a rather big deal. If you say, well, we want a government, you know, founded on God-given rights, well, you got to be able to win the struggle, or not. Okay, so now, contemporary to those men there was William Blackstone, and they were big believers in Blackstone. During the 11 years later, during the Constitutional Convention, after the Bible, William Blackstone was the most consulted person on law when we were writing our Constitution. They would stop proceedings, and a guy would say, I got to get a copy of Blackstone and see what he says to this, because this is what they believe. Okay, I'm going to sum this up on the nature of law, and this is what all Americans believed. All Americans believed. This was foundational to all study of law. If you want to be a lawyer, you had to be very well versed on Blackstone. Somebody asked Abraham Lincoln, hey, what should I do if I want to be a lawyer? He says, read William Blackstone. No, I take that back. Read him twice. You got to understand this. So there's a natural order of things. Man, here's Blackstone, considered as a creature, must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator, for he is an entirely a dependent being. Everything we have comes from God. You say, well, Pastor Chatfield, what if people don't believe in God anymore? Granted, it's a struggle. Now that people don't believe in God, upon what basis do you give definitions for anything? According to who? Well, you're taking away my rights. Your rights? I mean, there are so many bizarre now definitions of rights that are contrary to the laws of nature and the laws of God as laid out in the Bible. And I'll explain those two ideas in a minute. This will of his maker is called the law of nature. For as God, when he created matter, endued it with a principle of mobility, established certain rules for the perpetual direction of that motion. So when he created man, endued him with the subtle parts of life, he laid down certain immutable laws of human nature, whereby that free will is in some degree regulated and restrained, and gave him also the faculty of reason to discover the purpose of those laws. So we understand there's natural laws. Our study of science at Northern Michigan Christian Academy, enrollment is still open. We start school on Monday, but hey, call us. I mean, we study science. We're studying the laws of nature, okay? I mean, we're looking at science, at nature, the laws that God created in nature. We look at history, government. The backdrop is the law of nature. All right, now, God gave us reason to discover these things. Pastor Chatfield, then, why did God give us the Bible? Well, God gave us the Bible because sometimes our reason is not perfect. Blackstone says, and if our reason were always as in our first ancestry, he's talking about Adam, before Adam fell, before sin came into the world, before his transgression, clear and perfect, unruffled by passions, unclouded by prejudice, unimpaired by disease and intemperance, the task would be pleasant and easy. We should need no other guide but this. But every man now finds the contrary to his own experience, that his reason is corrupt and his understanding full of ignorance and error. All right, so sometimes Randy doesn't think right. Randy and Rusty argue, which we do on occasion, disagree. Okay, he's looking at it, his reason, he's reasoning one thing, I'm reasoning another thing. The final authority to that is the Bible. If the Bible gives us something clear. And so the Bible is immediate revelation. It's called the law, sometimes it's by theologians called the law of revelation. At sundry times and in diverse manners, to discover and enforce its laws by an immediate and direct revelation. The doctrines thus delivered, we call the revealed or divine law, and they're to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. So these things, it's in the Bible. So if the Bible says, for instance, thou shalt not steal, it's thou shalt not steal. That's an absolute rule. That's one of the Ten Commandments. And so we can't argue about whether it's right or wrong to steal or to bear false witness or whatever else. We can't argue with that. Now, and when it's written in black and white, preserved for us throughout all ages, we know that we have the perfect word of God, the Bible. But today I'm talking about natural law. I just wanted to see people how the fact of the matter is natural law and the Bible are perfectly fit together. There's nothing in the Bible that contradicts natural law. There's nothing in natural law that contradicts the Bible. Now, it is true, sometimes God overrode natural law, like when Jesus walked on water. Hey, that's a miracle. I would not suggest you trying that. But, you know, the creator of nature, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, could walk on water. He could cause the dead to be raised. I mean, that him being God, he's able to do that. But that doesn't change the general rule of things. So, the law of nature, the law of God, are the ultimate authority. The ultimate authority. Now watch this. Now this is so important. Blackstone says, upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, the Bible, depend all human laws. That is to say, no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. Nothing is allowed to contradict. The highest law of any land is the law of nature. Again, he says, there are, is it true, great number of indifferent points in which both the divine law and the natural leave a man at his own liberty. Okay, what kind of taxes should we have? You know, should we have an income tax or should we have a sales tax or
consumption tax? Got it.
Whatever. I mean, however, yep. Logic would suggest if you tax labor, you're going to get less labor. I mean,
exactly.
Income tax, not a good form of taxation. Nevertheless, all right. But which are found necessary for the benefit of society to be restrained within certain limits. Now, he goes on to say this. Nay, if any law should allow or enjoin us to commit it, something against the Bible or against natural law, we are bound to transgress that human law, or else we would offend both the natural and the divine. In other words,
you offend God.
Yes.
It's that simple.
If the law tells you to do something that is so blatantly, obviously, fundamentally wrong, and it's contrary to the law of nature, and it's contrary to the Bible, you are obligated to disobey that law. Now, because it's unlawful, it is not law. By the way, another way of defining our Declaration of Independence, it was an act of nullification. When we said that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they're absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, I mean, it was, we're saying, King George, you're not our king anymore. We're free and independent states. That's what we were saying. Listen, nullification has been around forever. I mean, later I'm going to read you something that Martin Luther King said. I'm jumping ahead. But when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego says, hey, we're not going to bow down to your idol that you set up, Nebuchadnezzar. You can throw us in the burning fiery furnace if you want. Our God's able to deliver us. But if he doesn't deliver us, we're not going to bow down to that. That was an act of nullification. The Declaration of Independence is an act of nullification. Now, our Supreme Court now, by most, is considered the supreme arbiter of nullification. If a law is completely unconstitutional, you take it through the process, and the court declares a law unconstitutional, they're saying it's nullified. It's null and void. Okay, all right, I get that. And we've talked about the whole notion of judicial review, where that came from, because it's not in the Constitution. It was talked about a little bit at the convention, but didn't make its way into the Constitution, but we're long past that. But nevertheless, the ultimate nullifier of laws, the one who has to make the final decision on natural law, is the individual. And you got to be careful with this. You don't take what I'm saying wrong. But if the law tells you to, for instance, you used to have a law in China, the one baby policy, and if you become pregnant for your second baby, was the law to have an abortion. What do you do? Yep. At that point, that's violent. Or nullify the law. Appeal to a higher law. Because on the other side of the break, I'll read that. I'll just say it now. I won't read it. Natural law has more authority than all laws in any country anywhere and everywhere. It's binding on everybody on the face of the earth. Natural law is binding. Why? Because you're going to stand before God someday, and if you go ahead and abort your baby, you're taking the life of a human being. Well, but yeah, it was a law. Nope, you got to nullify that law.
There is a higher law.
Exactly.
That you have to follow, bottom line. Perfect spot for a bottom of the hour news break. He's Pastor Chatfield. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We're your defending fathers. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that